Making a difference in our community, this is Janie Bilson, a part of the Renfrew Victoria Hospital's auxiliary. Janie, thank you for being an incredible fundraiser. And for those who may not know, what goes into raising money for a hospital?
Well, although the government covers a lot of the cost of the hospital, it doesn't cover everything. The RVH Auxiliary has been around since 1945, and as you can appreciate, a lot has changed since then. Right now, we have about 30 or so members. We are all volunteers. We have a group of executives. We have a constitution. We have bylaws. There are various committees, which include the gift shop, fundraising, programs and projects, as well as other committees. Our mission is to assist the hospital in every possible way in the interest of the best patient care.
And what are some specific events that your team holds throughout the year that helps raise money for RVH?
Our group works hard raising money through our bake sales at Scott and Sons Hardware downtown Renfrew. We hold Christmas raffles or other fundraisers around Christmas time. We also sell homemade tortillas each year. And this year we're trying something new. We're partnering with St. Paul's Anglican Church for a fashion show on May 27th. So that should be a lot of fun. Proceeds from our pull tickets, which are available at Aikenhead's Drugstore, is another source of revenue. And of course, all proceeds from our beautiful gift shop in the hospital go toward the auxiliary.
And I'm sure if somebody wanted to just donate to the auxiliary, they could do that as well.
We are always grateful for any financial donations that come directly to the auxiliary. Several local businesses have donated to it, and it's such a blessing to receive those funds as well. Very much appreciated.
You're the auxiliary's president, so you've had experience now on just what goes into fundraising for our local hospital. I'm curious, though, when you first started out, was it a bit of a shock how much went into fundraising for a hospital?
I had no idea. Like many people, you know, you just go there and you use the facility. You rely on it to be there when you need it. But I have learned so much since I've been part of the auxiliary. And it's a very welcoming organization. Not just the auxiliary, but even the hospital staff are so appreciative for what we do. And they support us in so many different ways, too. A great source of inspiration.
Has there been a goal that the RVH Auxiliary has met during your time that has really been a source of pride for you?
Absolutely. Well, I've been part of the auxiliary. We funded a beautiful solarium on the third floor at the hospital. It's a wonderful space where you can go and relax and visit and spend some quiet time. It's also used for small gatherings or meetings. It's just a quiet and comfortable area to enjoy. The staff enjoy it as well. And then we have Frances Wilson, who was a nurse. She left RVH Auxiliary a substantial amount of money in her will. Past presidents Barbara Symington and Fran Bonner were instrumental in having the funds go toward educational purposes at RVH. And last year, our auxiliary presented a check in the amount of $209,100 to the newly established Frances Wilson Education Fund.
And we should note that the first round of bursaries from that fund actually went out to nurses looking to forward their education and training just late last year. Janie, I am curious, though, is there something in the works right now from RVH's auxiliary?
Well, this year we're going to embark on a new fundraising project because the past ones have kind of finished off. We're still working out the details, but like everything we do, it'll be huge and it'll be a great benefit to the hospital. And we'd love some help, so if anyone would like to join us or have any questions, they can give me a call.
Well, raising funds big and small year-round for a facility that everyone in Renfrew is going to have to use eventually, we've been speaking with Janie Bilson, the president of the Renfrew Victoria Hospital's auxiliary. Janie, thank you so much for taking the time out.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share a little bit about the RVH Auxiliary. We certainly appreciate everything MyFM does for Renfrew and the Ottawa Valley.
And remember, you can listen to all our fundraisers online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.